Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877. Oh my gosh! Ooh, I haven't had any caffeine yet. 1-877 Doc Dahlia. I had a brain fart already. I'm just 1 second into the show and I've already had my first brain fart. Are you kidding me? 1-877 Doc Dahlia. I hope you guys had a great last few days. Off, it's Monday morning now, 6 minutes past the hour. Oh my gosh, it started out so rough. Not really anything new on my end. I mean, you know, the weekend was the weekend. You know, kids had a sleepover and, I fell asleep. They can now be up. I fall asleep. You know how you used to, like, you know, stay up and wait until the last kid fell asleep, and there's always one kid that wants to sit there and, I don't know, play video games or something, and you start to yell and scream, and you threaten to call their parents at 2 a.m. Well, at this point, I was like, just forget it. I'm gone. I'm in bed. And one even left. I guess he called his dad. He called his dad and said, I got homework to do. Pick me up. The dad came at 12:30. I had, like, no idea any of this was happening. Luckily, my husband opened the door. So it was a pretty uneventful weekend, and it's good because the next 3 weekends are going to be extremely busy. I got 2 different bar mitzvahs and a wedding. So I know, 2 bar mitzvahs and a funeral, God forbid. So I went dress shopping, I did that. That was depressing as hell. Oh my gosh, you're going through the rack, right? You know, and you're like, okay, size 7, no more. You used to be able to wear the 7s. Then you're in the size 9s, and I'm like, nah, can't do that either. And then you go up to 11, and you're like, wait a second, I'm in size 11. Where's the 12s? And then you realize you're in the junior petite section. So you're like, okay, yeah, okay, good. So then you run over to the women's section. Then you find, like, the 12. I'm like, all right, this I could squeeze into. All right, so you take a whole bunch of 12s, and you go into the bathroom. Marilyn Monroe was a 12, although they say her 12 would be, like, equivalent to, like, our 7 or 9. So, I don't know. Anyways, then I go into the changing room. And I know other women are going through the same thing I am because you hear curse words in the other stalls. You're like, and, you know, so you hear that, and I'm along with them. I'm like, this is 12 my foot. This doesn't fit. Please. And 12 kids, maybe. And so we're yelling and screaming because we can't get into our clothes. I don't know. I got these events. I got to wear, you know, I don't like going dress shopping at the fancy places. One, it's too expensive. Okay, these fancy dress places, oh my gosh, okay, very expensive. Two, I always forget and I wear deodorant. Okay, if you're going dress shopping, you don't want to wear deodorant, even if you're wearing the clear deodorant. Because what ends up happening is as you take off the dress or the outfit or whatever, you get deodorant streaks on there. So since I'm always wearing deodorant because it's really, really hot, I think I'm probably banned, you know, from these fancy dress shops. But the hardest part is the women are on your case when you dress in the fancy dress shops, okay? By fancy, I'm talking like Macy's on up, okay? And that's fancy for me. I'm more of a Ross and Kohl's and TJ Maxx. La 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 TJ Maxx. That's my kind of store. And so you're in the fancy store, and the woman, you know, and you're sitting there, you know, yelling and griping, but nobody yells and gripes at the fancy store, because the fancy store, they're all the skinny minis coming in. You know, they're getting their dress. Oh, I'm going to be a bridesmaid. And, oh, my gosh, this size 5 I'm wearing, I am so fat. I'm like, size 5? And then I put my head back into my little stall, and I'm sitting there dealing with my 12 or whatever. And I did fit into a 10. There was something that was a size 10 a while back. I was, like, so excited about that. But then I realized it didn't say size 10. It said one size fits all. And that 10 was the price, $10. So I was, hey, pretty, I love the one size fits all. Give me a muumuu. I'm a happy girl. So these women come up and they go, ma'am, are you all right in there? And, you know, you can't breathe because you're really trying to zip it up. Like, I'm okay. And they're like, you're going to rip the dress, ma'am. Like, I'm not going to rip nothing. And then you kind of get in, and then you realize, okay, well, I'm wearing a sports bra. Well, this dress would look absolutely stunning if I didn't wear the sports bra. And the only reason why I look really dumpy in it is because I'm not wearing the proper bra. So then you go, you know what? I'll buy it because obviously in a better bra, I'll look better. And I have all these dresses in my closets that even when I wear the good bra or Spanx, I still look like crap in it. And I can't wear the dress. So I don't know. It was kind of a depressing weekend because I realized I'm not even a size 12 sometimes. So I got a lot of work to do. I really do. And I'm exercising an hour a day. What is up with that? I think it's because I sit and do radio. I gained all my weight when I started to do radio. I was skinny before 2009. So I blame radio and I blame the microphone. All right, we got... Oh, what? Oh, yeah, but you're not, you didn't gain weight. You don't have a tush like I do. You're slim.
You haven't seen me yet.
That's right. I've seen your selfies.
Yeah.
I can't ask you to take a picture of your butt because that's sexual harassment. But do this. have one of the other guys take a picture of the room. And if I see your butt in it, I'll know it's a big butt.
We can always do like a Charlie's Angels thing for you.
Oh, how do you do the Charlie's Angels thing?
Oh, that ups together and I'll pose for you, and then you passively get a side shot of my butt.
Okay, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. And it's not that I want to see your butt. It's I need to feel better that I'm not the only one in radio with a big butt. Jerry Doyle, a good friend of mine, his butt's not big. And so I don't know what this is. Heidi Harris, her butt's not big. So a lot of people don't have big butts, and I'm not sure why. But then again, you know, I think I've always had one. In fact, Baby Got Back was our wedding song as I was walking down the aisle. All right, guys, don't go away. Lots to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, what's hot? It is hot. And I don't care where you live across the country, even in Alaska, I'm sure you guys are complaining that it's kind of hotter than usual. And I'm not sure why. All right. I don't really understand this whole global warming thing. All right. I think there's definitely some shifts. We actually had a pretty cool summer where I live in Las Vegas. The month of July was one of the coolest we've had in years. So, and then all of a sudden, boy, did it get hot. And it's kind of usual temperatures for us, but we're feeling it and it's, we don't like what we're feeling. You feel me? Well, apparently in Arizona, 21 people suffered heat-related illnesses at an Arizona Cardinals game. I guess temperatures are, I get up there, I think they were in the 114, 115 range. And they say 21 people suffered heat-related illnesses at the Arizona Cardinals preseason game Saturday night. And that was even kind of late afternoon, nighttime. They were treated by Glendale fire medics and transported if necessary to local hospitals for further evaluation. They say none of the heat-stressed individuals have life-threatening injuries at this time, thank God. And it says a heat warning is in effect in the Phoenix area today, where temperatures are expected to reach 114 degrees. The mercury is supposed to, is expected to hit 118 degrees in Palm Springs. Vegas may reach 110 degrees. Ah, that's where I live. I live in Vegas. The University of Phoenix Stadium did not immediately respond to ABC News' request for comment. Yeah, because they're trying to hydrate. All right, I used to live in Phoenix. I went to school in Phoenix, grade school and high school. I mean, love the city, but I mean, it is hot, hot, hot. But even many of you guys that live out there in, you know, humid areas, back east, etc., not fun and dangerous. So you can get heat-related illness no matter where you live. Now, I wrote a piece for the Epoch Times, Jerry Doyle's Epoch Times. Go to epochtimes.com. And I go through basically what the different heat illnesses are. And I made a really nice summary. So I think you guys will be pretty happy. There's not too many pop-ups popping up right now. But basically, what is heat-related illness? Okay, it's when you get sick from the heat. You get ill from the heat. See? Easy. Okay? And it could come in three parts. The first part is your heat cramps. Okay? Heat cramps, we see like with our construction workers. They're out there in the heat, you know, and then all of a sudden they kind of start to ache. Okay? If you use, or if you're exercising, let's say, okay? So you're exercising or you're working, etc. Roofing, whatever. And electrician. And you're working a lot with your arms and your arms start to ache. And you're like, you know what? I must have pulled a muscle or I'm getting the flu. It could be heat cramps, you know, or you're running or walking a lot, then you get the cramps in your legs. You could get the cramps in your legs, you get them in the arms, your abdomen, your back, and these are involuntary muscle-type spasms, and they hurt, okay? And it is an initial sign of dehydration. So once you start to feel these heat cramps, you need to start drinking fluids, and you also want to get some salts in you because it could be a lack of sodium as well. Then we tell you, and get out of the heat, of course, okay? If you can't take the heat, get out of the heat. And so stretching them out, have somebody give you a massage, all right? You know, but your muscles will spasm. That's a sign. It happens. Okay, so we got heat cramps. Then we move into heat exhaustion. Okay, now the big bad one is heat stroke. So heat exhaustion will precede heat stroke. Now heat exhaustion is where you're kind of exhausted by the heat. But it's a very, very vicious cycle, which is interesting. Okay, so you start getting kind of tired, you'll get nauseous, you'll get headaches, and you're thirsty. You're thirsty because you're dehydrated. Okay, however, you may start to get a little confused and then not realize you're thirsty. You're starting to sweat a lot. So you lose more fluid. And then you start to lose more salt, okay? Muscle cramps set in, and you end up, so when you sweat, not only do you lose fluid, but you also lose salt. When you lose salt, that also causes you to have the muscle cramps. You're dehydrated, you're in pain, it's not fun, it's bad. Okay? You could faint. So my guess is during this Cardinal preseason game, some people out there were probably fainting, some of them were dizzy, and that's a sign of heat exhaustion. I think many of us have, I mean, I've grown up in the Southwest United States, I've definitely had heat exhaustion. I'm like, oh, I gotta sit down. You know, I'm like, why do I have to sit down? Well, you gotta drink something. Okay? And don't be drinking alcohol. Alcohol makes all this worse. So you start to have somebody who has heat exhaustion. You want to start cooling them down. So you're going to apply cool compresses to the body. Sometimes you could even add wet to their clothes. It's kind of the opposite of what we do with hypothermic patients where you want to get them out of wet clothes. But you're trying to cool somebody down. Put water on them. Okay? That seems out. Do not throw them in the pool. The reason why we tell you not to throw a heat-exhausted patient in the pool is because if they're dizzy, all right, if they're already kind of weak, if they're having muscle aches and cramps, how do you expect them to stay above water and breathe? Okay, so no, just, you know, just, you could splash some water on them. No wet t-shirt contest. No wet t-shirt contest. Just keep them cool. okay? Make sure they're getting fluid. And if within 15 minutes they don't look like they're doing well, I mean, if they look like they're doing badly and you can't tell heat stroke from heat exhaustion, just call 911. But if they're still talking to you and they're still with it, but they're like, you know, I'm not better, call 911, okay? When in doubt, get it checked out. Okay, now we move on to heat stroke. And heat stroke is scary, okay? You can die from heat stroke. You start to, you're fatigued, but now your skin, rather than being all sweaty, you've already sweat most of your fluid. Now your skin is hot, it's flushed, and it's dry. So you're looking at somebody who's just kind of sitting out there staring into space like grandma. You know, grandma's out there sitting there. You're like, oh, you know what? She's fine. She hasn't said anything and she's quiet. Let sleeping dogs lie. Okay, grandma's not saying anything. You better check on her because that could be heat stroke. Okay, a quiet grandma means something's wrong. Right, like your kids. When your kids are quiet, that means something's wrong. Same thing. Okay, so you want to check on them. And when they're dry, just because they're not sweating doesn't mean they're not suffering from the heat. It means they're probably dehydrated. They'll get headache, they'll get dizziness, they could have nausea, vomiting, their heart rate could go up, trouble breathing. You know, they say decreased urination. Well, okay, decreased urination means, okay, obviously you don't pee. Now, I don't tell people to look for that as a sign with heat stroke because, I mean, we're talking minutes, okay? And some of you guys could hold your urine 4 or 5 hours or even all day. So just because somebody hasn't gone to pee, I don't want you waiting. Well, you know what? If he doesn't urinate this afternoon, I'll know something's wrong. Don't wait, okay? But if you notice your kids haven't peed in a while, get them some fluids, okay? Just like grandma. If grandma hasn't peed, okay? Could cause convulsions. Heat stroke can occur suddenly. You got to call 911. Do not mess around. Basically, heat stroke is a sign of hyperthermia. Your body temperature, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about heat stroke. It's a sign of hyperthermia where your body temperature is over 104 degrees between 104 and 106. And it's some dangerous stuff. You know, your body can only handle so much, you know. Now, who is more at risk? Well, obviously the people at risk are the ones who can't maintain their temperature that well, okay? You know how some of these kids, they get these febrile seizures, right? They get sick, and then they end up all of a sudden seizing when they get a fever. And you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, does the kid have epilepsy? A lot of times it's not epilepsy. A lot of times it's a febrile seizure because the rapid jump in temperature. Well, same thing with your body. Your body will seize, and having abnormal electrical activity in the brain is always dangerous because people could die during a seizure. You have somebody seizing next to you, call 911 and make sure you maintain their airway. Okay, you don't have to stick socks in their mouth or anything like that because you're, you know, years ago, I guess that's what people would do so they wouldn't bite on their tongue. They would stick a sock in their mouth or something. Don't be doing that. They need to breathe, okay? Your job is just to make sure that, you know, they aren't hurting themselves, flaying all over the place, and, you know, making sure they have airway while you're waiting for 911. But people at risk are like your infants. Okay, people who are on medications like water pills, diuretics, certain blood pressure medications. If you're on tranquilizers, antidepressants, things like that could put you at risk. If you're elderly, if you don't, I guess, realize what's going on with your outside surroundings. You know, you have somebody that maybe is suffering from some intellectual advantage of knowing, you know, that it's too hot. You know, they just can't tell. All right? Those people are at risk. You got to bring them in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who live in the Las Vegas area, we are collecting school supplies for our teachers so they don't have to pay out of pocket. We are doing that all this week in preparation of Tools for Teachers Day on Saturday, August 22nd. So any of you guys collecting dry erase markers, index cards, pens, pencils, backpacks, anything that can make these teachers' lives easier so they don't have to buy them for their own classroom students, please drop them off at at my office at 6045 South Rainbow, because Storage One and Albertsons and Vons are already loading up all the supplies they received to give to the Public Education Foundation, where they're going to be dispersed. So we still have a drop-off site at the Dr. Dahlia Show headquarters, okay? Yes, and we do have a headquarters. It's exciting, pretty fancy stuff. All right, so this is very interesting, okay? Pittsburgh Steelers outside linebacker James Harrison. Very interesting thing that he did, okay? Apparently he posted on Instagram that he took away his kids' participation trophies because he wants them to earn a real trophy. James Harrison said he's proud of his two sons and will always encourage him, but the 2015, quote, Best of the Batch Next Level Athletes Student Athletes Awards are going back. They're actually good-looking awards, these awards. This is what he wrote on Instagram. He goes, I came home to find out that my boys received two trophies for nothing. Participation trophies. While I am very proud of my boys for everything they do and will encourage them until the day I die, these trophies will be given back until they earn a real trophy. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry for believing that everything in life should be earned, and I'm not about to raise two boys to be men by making them believe that they're entitled to something just because they tried their best, because sometimes your best is not enough. Now, you should drive. You want to do better, not cry and whine until somebody gives you something to shut you up and keep you happy. Very interesting parenting, okay? So apparently a lot of people supported him. Then you have a lot of other people say, no, no, that wasn't nice. You know, this is the boys' trophies. How could you? Let me see. What's some of his history here? He was a Kent State walk-on who went undrafted in 2002, played a season in NFL Europe, was cut by the Baltimore Ravens before hitting catching on with the Steelers, and then doing pretty well. He said that all drove him to, quote-unquote, do better. He said awards or the trophies already have gone back, and one fan yelled at him, I appreciate what you're teaching your sons. He's 37 years old. Okay, so, you know, does he have a point? Okay, I remember when I was in grade school, I wasn't the fastest runner, okay? And I participated. And I actually, one field day, won 10th place. And that 10th place award was, to me, one of the best things I could have ever done, okay? Because I got a medal. I got a ribbon. It was this very faded pink type of thing, but it was 10th place in track, okay? Now, I still beat out tons of other kids to get that. And I think that was the way that, and that must have been like 1977, 78? No, I was probably 78 or 79, okay? I was young. I was like you know, second grade or something like that, all right? But what was so brilliant about that was it wasn't a, okay, well, you participated, so you get something, all right? It actually told me where my place was. And in the 70s, that's how they did it, okay? You had first place. First place got all the accolades. There was second place and third place. Like, yeah, that's all wonderful and dandy, yeah. Just like the Olympics, okay? And then everybody else either fell into line after them or they just sunk. All right? And, you know, I could understand with the psyche, you know, I could understand how a child might, from a psychological standpoint, be scarred that they never won a medal on field day, et cetera. But psychologists and specialists have said all the time, you can't just give awards for non-winners. That doesn't work either, okay? You want somebody to strive to do better, or better yet, you want them to find their talent, okay? All right, I could play kickball, I could run, and in fact, my running did get better. I'm like, I'm going to change that 10th place to 9th, okay? I mean, I busted, but I also realized I'm different, right? I'm a different type of athlete. Okay, I'm a different type of student, All right? So what you want to do is if your kid really wants to win a medal, don't just give them a medal for trying. They need to try. Just like I get so gosh darn mad that these kids aren't doing chores anymore. Right? And you get money for chores. You don't get money for chores. If you want to live in the house, if you want to eat, you do the chores. Okay? I mean, that's just the way it is. No one's going to clean up after you. Nobody's going to, you can't always be rewarded for doing something that you're supposed to do anyway. In school, you're supposed to try. In sports, you're supposed to try. So that's already a given. But what you need to do is if you have a child that, let's say, fails athletically, all right, and I still believe there's a sport for everybody. You find that sport that they can excel in. Okay? There's a lot of kids that do not do well with football or track, but you put them into taekwondo, and they can do it. They got the balance, they got, we had to go through that with our kids. We have one kid where he's really, really good in all sorts of sports. We have the other kid who has a lot of muscle. He has a lot of power, but baseball didn't work as well as soccer did. Soccer worked well, lacrosse worked well, and now football. So you want to find the sport. If your kid really wants sports, that'll work for them. For some of them, tennis. You know, my son has some friends who are very, very light and would just get totally demolished in football, yet they're really avid tennis players. So don't just give them an award for playing football. All right, let them know that's not them. That's not their sport. Get out of it now and start putting your efforts towards something else. That's another thing, okay? You know, we're so afraid of giving kids the advice that it's not for them, that anybody could be anything they want to be. No, that's not true. You know how many times, all right, you know, I was like, I want to be Miss America. And one of my relatives would say, you're going to be Miss America. You're beautiful. And, you know, my family and my sister and brother are like, oh, there's no way you're going to be. Look, you're ugly. Okay, you're not going to be Miss America. All right, I needed that so I wouldn't keep trying to be Miss America. Okay? You know, why do you think my mom and dad pushed me to go to school? They were like, you don't got the beauty, so work on the brains. All right? That's what we need parents to do. Yes, everybody's beautiful in their own right. Yes, everyone has an athletic ability. Everybody has, you know, I get that, okay? Everybody has a talent, okay? But then, you know, maybe instead of hoping that they just find it, you direct them. Say, I don't know if this is for you. Let's try this and see, and let's find where your mojo is, where your groove is. And you as a parent are going to do much better. Don't force it. You know, if the kid hates football, don't force him to do football. With my son, you know, we kept him away from football for the longest time because we were worried about injuries. All of a sudden we put him in and he's like, huh? And I was like, that's where he needed to be athletically this whole time. All right, you know, so you don't want to force it. You want to give a little bit of a push and see where the cards fall, where they, you know, I agree. I think, you know, what this dad did was right on the money. And there are going to be some kids that just don't win awards. I went for years not winning awards in athletics and stuff. So what? All right, you know, I still turned out okay. Look at me in radio. When was the last time I won an award for radio? I did win a couple, like a long time ago. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Silver has all
always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. L-I. All right, Star Wars, we love Star Wars. I just hope they don't mess up this next movie. I mean, I'm a little nervous. After seeing what happened with Fantastic Four, all right, I'm a little bit nervous. You know, I would almost rather have Star Wars, okay, remembered as, you know, how good it was, but then them coming in and messing it up with new people. But I have to tell you, the second three, or the installment of the second three, you know, last decade, did pretty well. Okay, they did a good job. It wasn't as good as the first, but they still did a good job, so we have some high hopes. However, we just love everything Star Wars. And apparently there are going to be Star Wars-themed parks coming to Disney parks. And I guess both Disneyland and I believe Disney World are going to have Star Wars-themed lands. Okay? Both in Anaheim and in Orlando. All right? Apparently that was discussed at Disney's D23 Expo on Saturday afternoon. I think Harrison Ford was there. According to Bob Iger, we are creating a jaw-dropping new world that represents our largest single-themed land expansion ever. These new lands at Disney and Walt Disney World will transport guests to a whole new Star Wars planet. I am excited. Iger said, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, said the new areas will be, quote, occupied by many inhabitants, humanoids, aliens, and droids. The attractions, the entertainment, everything we'll create will be a part of our storytelling. Nothing will be out of character or stray from the mythology. At both parks, there will be a cantina where fans can run into all the droids and roaming beasts Star Wars is known for, including characters from the existing Star Wars saga and the coming installment, The Force Awakens. The Disney also released concept art of the new lands, which promised to immerse fans in a never-before-seen location. I am looking. This looks pretty cool. Like, you feel like you're on Tatooine or whatever. All right? Pretty cool stuff. Well, I don't know. That one was all... Was it Tatooine? That's one where it's all sand. I don't know if it looks like that. It looks more like... It looks like Rivendell from Lord of the Rings, but it's not. So it was one of the lands where I guess Princess Leia's mom was, maybe that. You guys would know more about that. All right, so there's going to be two signature attractions, including a ride where fans can take the controls of a Millennium Falcon on a customized secret mission and an experience that drops attendees in a climactic battle between the First Order and the Resistance. He also said they are currently casting for roles to staff the new attractions. The partnership between Disney and Lucasfilm dates back to 1987 when the Star Tours attraction opened at Disneyland. They did a good job. I got to tell you, it's in Tomorrowland. I don't know if you guys haven't been to Disneyland in a while, but there's already a big, huge Star Wars presence there. Pretty cool. And you know it because when you, go to Disneyland early morning, which is kind of the best way to do it, but I don't want to tell everybody that because otherwise they ruin it for me when I'm there. But and you basically race to Space Mountain because that's one of the most popular rides and you want to get to Space Mountain before everybody else does. You pass by the Star Wars. And then you usually hit the Star Wars once the lines are there or you fast pass it or something. But, I mean, they're good stuff. When this comes, you're going to want to fast pass this. All right, so they say, let me see here, another highlight of the Star Wars portion of the presentation, J.J. Abrams was on hand, and I guess cast members Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, Oscar Isaac, Lupita Nyong'o, and Harrison Ford received standing ovations. I hope these new folks, I hope these kids know what they're doing. I mean, it kind of blows my mind that, you know, I'm going to be now older than the Star Wars cast. You know, the current Star Wars cast. In fact, I'm going to be old enough to be their mom, this new Star Wars cast. So, I mean, they better be doing a good job. They said, we knew we needed somebody who was, let me see, what were they talking about? Oh, with Harrison Ford. Oh, Harrison Ford said, it's a great thrill to be here with you. You made this whole thing happen. I couldn't be happier. Thank you so much. Harrison Ford was awesome. I don't think they ever expected Harrison Ford's role to be as popular. I think everybody was supposed to fall in love with Mark Hamill. And instead, they fall in love with Harrison Ford. Same thing with Lord of the Rings. You know, everybody was supposed to love Frodo, and that didn't happen. They were in love with Legolas. So, you know, you never know where it's going to go. All right, I'm not speaking for... I fell in love with Aragorn. Okay, Legolas was cute, but Aragorn was my type of, you know, I love the whole range of thing. Anyway, so the panel also handed out limited edition Star Wars The Force Awakens posters. featuring Ridley, Boyega, and Ford's characters. I mean, Harrison Ford, he looks good for being in his 70s. And let me see what else. Are we done with this? All right. I think we're done. All right. So, there's going to be some also Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man running around the place, too. So that'll be nice. Speaking of Star Wars, this dad is a cool dad. Okay, there's a little kid. I guess the kid is about one-ish. All right. And the dad built a kind of like a rocking horse. And what was so interesting about this is he built it like, I can't tell what it's called. Okay, remember in Star Wars 3, Princess Leia was on those little spaceships that were just kind of going through the forest. They were kind of reddish, metallic. Anyway, so a dad builds this themed rocking horse for his daughter, and he dresses her up in a little brown bonnet with a little white thing, so she looks like Princess Leia, you know, from the 1983 Return of the Jedi. I guess he lives in New South Wales. And it is so cute. I put this on my Facebook where it looks like the little brown, it's something we all wanted to ride in the forest. It was brilliant. Anyway, good job, Dad. That's the way to do it. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a little boy, 3 years old, that wanted to go on the plane with his little Minion fart blaster gun. I guess the Minions, I haven't seen the Minion movie yet. I still haven't seen Despicable Me 2, but I love the Minions in Despicable Me 1. So I haven't seen the movie because my husband won't take me. He doesn't want to see the Minions. But apparently a lot of their toys out there have to do with them farting, you know, and falling down, etc. Well, apparently, Leo Fitzpatrick had a little Minion toy gun that made farting sounds, and it was confiscated by Dublin Airport security. They tried to board the plane, but they were told that the gun posed a threat. And if you look at it, it's blue. It has, it doesn't even look like, it looks like a toy gun. And he's only a toddler. The airport said toy guns, especially those with a trigger mechanism, are on the prohibited items list. He was traveling home from a trip, and apparently the toy showed up on the airport's x-ray machine, and officials asked mom to empty his backpack. It's like a megaphone toy, and I guess the family was pretty upset. I guess it was a present that he had just gotten the day before and it made farting sounds. Now, you also wonder, maybe the reason why they didn't want it is because he'd be sitting there on the plane, you know, doing it the whole time, making the sound the whole time, and then, everybody would be like, oh, excuse me, who did that? Whew. Crack open a window. So maybe that's why. But anyway, so I guess the kid threw a fit. I don't know how he got through the whole plane ride, but he did. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is you just don't know what you can or can't take on the airport. And if you don't know, you need to figure this out. I've told you, I've had listeners that have said they go to Canada or they go to Mexico and they buy medications just to find out they can't bring it back to the United States. Well, read up. Okay, you guys need to know before you go country to country or airport to airport, know what you can, what you can. Apparently, a fart gun is not good. Apparently, the reporter contacted U.S. Homeland Security for a comment. A spokesman for Heathrow said it would not comment on security arrangements at the airport. We're talking about a fart gun. Really? All right. And I know some of you are probably like, why are toys like that now? Because that's what kids want. Barbies are boring. Okay, I mean, I know they got like all these new sort of Barbie, like skank Barbie, where you could, you know, make Barbie kind of slutty and things like that, and I don't know, all sorts of kind of, you know, new ways to do things. But, you know, people want things that blast and make noises and are crude. That's what they want. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.